Welcome into Who's Gonna Win here as Week 7 gets rolling here on KJN. We've got high school football coming up for you a little bit later on this evening with Riverside hosting Griswold. But first, it's time to take a look at some of the games around the area here tonight. Who's Gonna Win brought to you by Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, Doug Leonard all joining me. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for being in with us here this evening as we get our high school football Friday night coverage started for you here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. We'll take a break and hear from our sponsors and we'll get our program going right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back into Who's Gonna Win here on Week 7 of the high school football season. Yeah, Week 7 is gone in a hurry, isn't it? We're down to the last third of the football season. We have just four more programs to do here on our program here, just this week. Last 2 weeks of the regular season, then the postseason matchup. That's our only chance, I guess, to catch Chris right now, because he tends to collapse on that playoff week.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least he did once.
I did once.
Yeah.
Reputation. It was epic.
It was epic. It was an epic collapse. Let's take a look at what we did last week here on the program. We had Chris, Doug, and me all go 6-2. Matt went 5-3. What'd you do?
I didn't pick right.
Well, hey.
How about that? Did I get that one right?
You can't get much more concise analysis than that right there.
Hey, you know, that's why we're here.
All right, Uncle Cy. Sydney and Fremont Mills last week was our first game, right? Hey, Jack. Sydney lost that game. Fremont Mills won 28-17. Chris had a limb pick. He gets the win on that one.
Woo! Go Knights.
Where'd you get your inside information?
I know some folks in that area, so they helped me out a little bit.
Your grandma told you what to pick, didn't she?
At least he'll get Thanksgiving dinner.
That's true. Cam beat Lennox 80-58. 80-58, by the way. Did I mention it was 80-58?
I heard they scored 80.
Big score. Cam was a winner for Doug and for me last week. Chris and Matt both picked Lennox. Exira EHK, big over Coon Rapids Bayard, 49-12. We all won that. We all won AHST over Riverside, 49-13 was the score. We all picked Audubon. That's a good thing. They won 33-6 over Guthrie Center. Doug got a limb pick. He took Clarinda. They win 33-13 over Red Oak. The rest of us had Red Oak. Nice job.
Oh, just read the next score.
Harlan beat Creston 34-7. That was a winner for everybody but Doug.
Well, you have some limbs, and then you have some limbs that break.
You do, once in a while. You couldn't go C two in a row here. C for Clarinda, C for Creston, 1-1. ADM beat Atlantic 38-0. We all took ADM in that contest, so that's how we finished last week. For the season now, Chris still has a two-game lead. He's 37-11. Doug and I are both 35-13, two games back, and then Matt's fallen a game behind us now, 34-14. Catching up to do there, big boy.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Let's get going here. We got a couple of eight-man games on our list to get started here this week. Exira EHK, fresh off a couple of big district wins. Now they step out of district for this week as they play on the road at Corning. They'll play Southwest Valley, who's off to a pretty good start on the season here, coming into this non-district matchup. All right, let's go Matt first. You need to catch up.
Okay.
We'll give you a first shot at this.
You bet. Sure. All right. Well, like you said, Exira HK stepping out of the district here. You know, this can kind of be one of those catch games. They've kind of last three, four games have been, against some pretty tough teams. Some undefeated teams have come into their territory and they've been able to knock them off. And with this being a non-conference game, you may expect a little bit of letdown. But I think with Exira, they're a well-coached team. They know what's at stake here. They know that if they get through this game, they only have one more week and then they can have a week off. Everybody else is going to be playing in week 9 where they're going to have a week off before the playoffs start. You look down the scores and everything like this. Two very comparable offenses. So I think it should be a pretty good game. But I think it goes back to the fact that Xyria HK just has that much tougher defense. So I'm going to go with the Spartans on the road.
Sparty the win on the road. All right. That's one. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I agree with Matt. They, you know, HK's defense has shown the ability to stop the run, definitely. And Southwest Valley is predominantly a rushing team. You know, they've only lost one game, close game to Sydney. So they have great record and it is at home. But I'm going to stick with the Spartans.
Okay, that's two. I can see this being somebody's limb pick, though. Southwest Valley's got a nice team. They've gotten off to a good start at 5-1. They've played pretty strong. They've got nice size to them and some pretty nice athletes back there as well. Playing at home like this, is, you know, you mentioned all that stuff, stepping out of conference and all that kind of thing. But did I mention that Tom Peterson is the coach at Xyria EHK? You think they're going to be a letdown with him on the sidelines? I don't think so. You take one playoff and you're going to hear it. So I don't think they take the week off either. I'm going with the Spartans. Chris?
Yeah, this should be another nice little test here. They've had two tough tests the past 2 weeks that they've really passed with flying colors, going on the road and getting that big win over Glidden-Ralston and then now over Coon Rapids Bayard last week. Trey Sanders done a lot of great things for them, filling in that running back spot. You hear a lot about the Peppers boys, but he is also a big part of what they do and has had some great games lately. And Drew Peppers had a great game last week running the ball against Coon Rapids. I think Southwest Valley does have some talent back there, like Jim said, but they played a lot softer schedule to this point as well. So I'm going to take the Spartans here.
Have we ever mentioned that a few of us around this table coached these kids from Xyria EHK when they were in youth football?
Yeah.
There are like three of us sitting around the table here. I think we all had a part in some of that. So, hey, way to go, guys.
All right. Yeah. Are you taking a lot of credit?
Well, I'm just wondering, when all is said and done, do we get a ring?
No.
No? I mean, come on. The Blackhawks gave a ring to the national anthem singer, for crying out loud. Why can't we get a ring? All right. They got to win one first. Xyria EHK across the board here. Game two is our last eight-man game on the list this week. Cam is on the road at Stanton. Doug, first look, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think it looks like Cam definitely has a more prolific offense. They've put up about 800 more yards total offense than Stanton has, and they've definitely put the ball in the end zone more, 43 touchdowns on the year versus 24 for Stanton. You know, when you look at the scores, they've had some similar margins of defeat, actually, to Essex and Southwest Valley. But, you know, Stanton lost to Lennox, and Cam beat Lennox. And so I am going to take Cam going on the road.
10 touchdowns for Trace Tickner last week, either throwing or pass or running or passing. All of that stuff.
That's a lot of scoring.
That's a pretty nice day.
That's 500 yards offense.
That's a Mullenix-like effort.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tell ya.
nice effort. And did we mention that a few of us around the table here had them in youth? Well, never mind. Let's not go there. You know, Stanton was trying to talk Villisca into sharing with them. Instead, Villisca shares with Corning. Southwest Valley's 5-1. Stanton's 2-4 on the season. Cam, I'm going with the Cougars on the road. They're into the playoff thing now. Their attention has been grabbed, and they're gonna take care of business here tonight. Chris?
Yeah, I did have the chance to coach Trace Tickner, actually, youth football. And he's had a very good week, like you mentioned, 390 yards through the air and 8 touchdowns, and he had 110 on the ground with the two others. So that's a heck of a day out there on the football field. I was impressed by the points that they put up in that game against Lennox. I thought Lennox would hold back that offense a little bit more than that. But Stanton, you know, they're kind of struggling here this year. They've got, Cade Confer, their running back, kind of leading their charge. But I think that the Cougars have the advantage here talent-wise, so I'm going to go with Cam.
All right, that's three. Matt, chance for a limb pick.
Yeah, there is a big chance here. But I'm going to go back to the fact that, like Doug said, they're better scores against a lot of the comparable teams, both offensively and defensively. So I'm going to go with Cam on the road.
All right, that's four across the board. So far, we're starting this week a little different than last week. We split it up early, but then we had our dry stretch where everybody was picking the same. Nobody's wanting to go out there quite yet. We'll see if we can shake it up here after the timeout. We need to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, think beyond the bank.
Back on Who's Going to Win, let's take a look at game three on our list. We move into the 11-man football games on our list this week. AHST on the road at East Mills. It's 6-0 up against 5-1 on the season. Nice matchup here. I think this is a nice test here late in the season for AHST, who's really kind of taken a good run through the year so far. They've had a few teams step up, but they've been able to battle and pick up victories. They're going to have to do it here on the road tonight. I don't know. I hate to go against it. I kind of like where they're sitting right now. This is a big game for East Mills in district play, though. This is a chance for them really to take over first place because it gives them the first tiebreaker there with a victory head-to-head. But I like AHST on the road. I think the Vikings are in a good place right now. Chris?
Yeah, AHST is playing some really good football here early in the year and kind of continuing it here down the stretch now as we head towards the end of the season. Kyle Bauerkemper has done a good job running the ball for them. Austin Fink is a kid that does a lot for them on defense. He's had 71 tackles by himself, or at least helping out on throughout the year so far. East Mills has a really nice athlete in Colby Jennings that does a lot of things for him, both sides of the football as well. But I like AHST's advantage here with how they've been playing throughout the year and the competition that they've faced. So I'll take the Vikings on the road.
Okay, that's two for AHST. Matt, what do you like?
Okay. Well, we've already alluded to they're very comparable teams offensively. You know, each of them have picked up some nice wins so far this year. HST with the win against Griswold and Audubon, I think those were two decent wins. So with that, I think this will be a tough game. There's a part of me that really wants to go with East Mills just because on the road, I think this is a good opportunity. I think East Mills is looking forward to it. But
can do it.
Then I just like the HST just played the tough schedule. I think they're seasoned. You know, I think they're ready to go. So this is getting down this nitty gritty part of the season. Oh, huh. I'll go with East Mills. You talked me into it.
Oh, where's the eraser? Everybody get the erasers out. Yeah. All right. I kept waiting for it. You got to make up some space. And quite frankly, the folks at AHST right now are up. They're giving you a standing ovation right now because you're in last place. Obviously, yeah. They figure you're not very good at picking winners. So please pick against us. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I'm a little frustrated with you, Jim, because you talked to my friend Matt here and getting on my bandwagon and stealing my limb pick. So now it's not really a limb pick when you have one other guy choosing it.
But
now,
he's already behind you, so you're good.
That's true. Well, that's true. But, you know, East Mills did lose a game earlier this year to Lomaw, and AHST hasn't played Lomaw yet, so, you know, no comparable score there. But I'm gonna take the East Mills, whatever they are. What are they, Matt?
Wolverines,
yes.
Okay. Well, that's 2-2. We split them up. And you think beating Logan Magnolia is something that is going to tell you how your season's going to go?
No, but AHST hasn't played Lomaw yet.
Okay.
And I was, you know, looking for a comparable score.
That's all right. All due respect to the folks over at Logan Magnolia and their fans, but they're not having a Logan Magnolia year. Well, they're not having their normal kind of year this year. But let's move on. Trainer at Nottoway Valley. That's an interesting matchup of two teams that are both fighting for spots here. Maybe a playoff run for the two of them. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a kind of an interesting matchup. You know, Trainer has been kind of a tough team to figure out at times so far this year. They've had some nice wins in there, but then had some big letdowns, especially that first game of the year. But Dane Livengood does a lot of good things for them running the ball. But Nottoway Valley so far, if you look at kind of the common opponents here between these two teams, and Nottoway Valley has been a little more impressive in their wins over Tri-Center and West Central Valley. And I like Zach Brewer, what he's doing for him on the ground, so I'm going to go with Nottoway Valley here.
Okay, one for Nottoway Valley. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, I put down that, throughout the season, I think Trainer's just been getting by. They've got close scores in their wins over Tri-Center and West Central, whereas Nottoway Valley has picked up nice, decisive wins over them. Low offensive output by Trainer, they're only averaging about 3.7 yards per play throughout the entire season. So home game for Nottoway Valley, I'm going to pick they're the Wolverines as well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll keep that train going then.
Two for Nottoway Valley. Doug, what do you like?
I'm going to take Nottoway Valley at home as well for all the reasons that my learned compatriots listed, but I have nothing else to say besides that.
All right. Well, put that dictionary away again.
Yes.
We're
I don't like to use
right now.
Too many big words.
I mean, you're used to people looking at you going, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I'm behind. I'm taking Trainer. I'm going to take Trainer on the road here today. I just flipped a coin between these two because I just looked at them and saw a lot of the same things. Not really sure. Haven't seen either one of them play. I'm going to try Trainer on the road. I'll take the limb pick here and see how it plays. Let's move on. Game number five is Griswold at Riverside. That's our broadcast game coming up here tonight. Griswold, a team that, coming into the season, I think everybody had some playoff expectations. They do pretty much every year. Riverside's had some down years, but after kind of an interesting start, they've made some things happen here. Matt, do they keep making it happen tonight?
Well, they have had a good start here, a little better than what they've had the last couple years. But the one thing that I wrote down, and I apologize not knowing who it is, but I know they have an injured player that's not going to be able to play for them probably for the rest of the season, one of their main running backs, if I recall. But and so I think that's really going to hurt them. Griswold, they've continued their high offensive output, and they know that they need this victory tonight because the next 2 weeks are going to be tough. They end the season with two tough games coming up. So I'm going to go with the Griswold Tigers on the road.
All right, one for Griswold. Doug, what do you think?
Yeah, running back was a Henningsen kid, and he was their leading rusher so far for Riverside.
Yes,
and has
an
ankle issue, I think. So, if that injury hadn't happened, I think they've had some other injuries to some key players too. But, Griswold has got a great ground game, and they'll control the ball, and I think they can win.
Okay, that's two. I'm going to make it three. I just like Griswold anyway. Just even if the Henningsen kid was there, just the way that they play, it's a tough brand of football. They just kind of beat you up and grind you down and eventually just pop those big plays wide open. I like the Tigers and the way they play, and I don't think being on the road makes a lick of difference here in this one. I like Griswold. Chris?
Yeah, I mean, we're used to Griswold keeping it on the ground. That's the style of play that they like to have, and this year they're doing it very well. We knew that Kenneth Clary was kind of going to be the guy that leads the way for him, and he's almost gotten up to that 1,000 mark already here this season. And then you've got two other running backs on the team that have over 500 yards. So they're racking up the rushing yardage, and I think they continue to do that here against what maybe is kind of an injured Riverside team as well. So I'll take Griswold.
Okay, well, that's four across the board. Everybody likes Griswold. Well, we got three 3A games to finish up our program here this week. Let's take a look at the first one. Glenwood is on the road at Creston here tonight. Doug, first crack at it. What do you like?
Kind of an interesting season for both teams. Glenwood has been surprising. I mean, they've seemed like they've got some things going the right way down there. They've had some good games this year. Coach Faust, I think, is implementing some things that were successful for him in the past. And Creston surprised me last week. Of course, I had that limb pick, and they did not compete as well as I thought they might against Harlan. I thought that'd be a lot closer game, and of course I thought the Panthers would win since I picked them. But Creston being at home, it's just a tough place for anybody to play, and odd things happen sometimes when you play at that field. So I'm going to take Creston at home.
Okay. I'm going to go the same way you are, too. I'm going to take Creston also at home. We actually had a chance to see them play at home against Atlantic, and they did move the ball up and down the field. Didn't score as many points as they probably should have because both teams had a whole bunch of turnovers in that contest. But I don't know. I just like Creston at home. This one scares me, though, because Glenwood's been playing pretty well against tough teams so far this year. Chris, what do you like?
I'm going to go the opposite way of both of you guys. I'm going with the Glenwood Rams here. They kind of took one on the chin last week at Sergeant Bluff, but it seems like that area, that district, is really tough this year. There's some pretty good teams up there in Spencer and Helan, and all those teams seem to be pretty tough to compete against. I like what Spencer Smith has done for Glenwood on the ground, and then Corey Bertini, their quarterback, can do a little bit of both types of things. And Creston's kind of been inconsistent. I think Glenwood has played a little bit more straightforward. They've competed better, I think, against some of those tougher teams. So I like Glenwood here, even though it is on the road.
Okay, that's one for Glenwood, two for Creston. Matt, you leave him on a limb.
I'm going to leave him out there on the limb. My question was last week, you know, they went up to Sergeant Bluff and got thumped pretty good by Sergeant Bluff, who's actually mid to lower of that district up there. So another road game here for Glenwood. Don't quite think they'll be able to get it done 2 weeks in a row. Whips for Creston, he's just getting up there around 1,000 yards passing on the year, completing 55%. They've got Baker and they've got Frayne back there. So home field advantage, Creston Panthers.
It's just kind of an odd season for some of these teams. You take a Glenwood team that had Heartland beat and then let it slip away, and then you turn around and you go up and lose a one like that last week. You know, I mean, I guess it boils down to you're talking about 17, 18-year-old kids, so some nights you just kind of flip a coin. But all right, Chris is on a limb with Glenwood. The rest of us have Creston, so we're starting to mix it up here a little bit. We'll take a short time out, and we will be back with our last two games here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back on Who's Going to Win, two more games yet to take a look at. They're both Class 3A matchups tonight. Harlan is on the road at Lewis Central. And I guess I get first crack at this one. Laugh if you will, I'm taking Lewis Central. Harlan's been up, Harlan's been down, Harlan's escaped a few times here with victories already this year. Both these teams are 3-0. Lewis Central made that death run to start the season where they were playing tough teams in non-district play and ended up 0-3 through that. But they're 3-0 since they've started district play. I like their size. They look like they've got a nice group of kids. Their receivers are big guys, 6'4", 6'5", kids go up and get things. The quarterback has been throwing the ball very, very well. He's handled the offense very, very well. I really like what they've been doing right now, and I think they have the size to match up with just about anybody. So I'm going to take Lewis Central at home in this one. I really like the Titans in this contest. Chris?
Yeah, this is a tough one to kind of gauge. I wrote down Jekyll and Hyde teams, and that's exactly what both of these teams have been so far here this year. You know, you don't know what team is going to show up. You know, if you look at comparable scores, Harlan would have the definite advantage there. They were able to beat Abraham Lincoln pretty soundly, and Lewis Central lost to them opening week. So, and sometimes you can't always take away, you know, anything from that comparison. But the thing that really gets me here, earlier in the year, I really thought Lewis Central was going to make a run and probably end up winning this district. But the thing I don't like looking at this game is they've had some turnover problems in their close games. And especially Harlan seems to have played the pass better than other types of offenses so far this year. And that's what Lewis Central will like to do. So it'll be a fun game, but I'm going to go with Harlan here.
All right. Well, you've already split it up here this week. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I like Lewis Central for this game, and here's why. I like Austin Simmons. He reminds me a lot of Luke Neitzel, and he's just the type of player that can take over a ball game if you need to. He's completing 54% of his passes. He only has 4 interceptions and 14 touchdowns on this season. Whereas you go to the other side of the ball, and I think I think a lot of people expected quite a bit out of Jewell this year, Adam Jewell for Harlan, and he's just barely completing 50% of his passes, throwing 6 interceptions, only 10 touchdowns. So, I think Lewis Central, they're looking for him. They got the home field, And man, you know, I was more impressed with their defense when they came to town. They've got some size up there. They got some boys that love to hit and get across the ball. And I think they're truly looking forward to this game this week.
Lewis Central.
Lewis Central, yep.
Okay, that's two. Doug, what do you think? What do you got?
I'm going to leave Chris out on a limb with Harlan. That really sounds stupid, doesn't it? But, you know, as Matt said, I had an opportunity to watch that LC game as well, and I was just very impressed with the Titans. You know, and I guess Harlan has just been up and down. I haven't had a chance to see Harlan play yet, but, you know, LC is in the driver's seat, I think, for the district. I think they're going to win this game, and we'll see what happens.
All right, that's three for Lewis Central and one for Olympic with Harlan.
I'll take it.
Not happening very much.
Boy.
It will be a good game. That'll be a fun game. That'd be a fun one to go see.
You know, you look to Washington and you think the world's just completely screwed up. And then you look down here and you realize it can get worse. Someone's got a limb pick with Harlan. Go figure. Last game on our list this week. Perry is on the road at Atlantic. All right, Chris, first chance at it. What do you think?
Yeah, this is two teams, obviously, that have, you know, had their share of struggles here throughout the year. They've both lost five games in a row. It's been a rough go for them. And I think the problem here, you know, this is a game you probably looked at earlier in the year and thought Atlantic would have a chance to compete, and they certainly do. I just didn't like the way they came out last week against ADM. That was just not a very good performance. They weren't ready to go at the beginning of that ball game. And Perry actually gave Lewis Central a little bit of trouble for a while last week. They have a pretty dynamic quarterback in Will Whiten that can do a lot of things and run pretty well. So I think that's going to give Atlantic trouble, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think Perry will sneak this one out.
Okay, that's one for Perry. Matt, what do you like?
You've got, like you said, Whiten over there. He's a junior. He's got 1,172 yards. He's their main offensive weapon. He's kind of split up, 500 yards rushing, 650 yards passing. So he does everything for them. Actually, their next leading rusher on their team only has 174 yards. So if Atlanta can find a way to shut him down, they'll come out on top. But like you said, the way they've kind of been playing these past few weeks, they've been competitive with the teams they played. So I'm going to go with Perry.
Okay. That's two for Perry. Doug, what do you like?
Yeah, Perry has five losses, but really pretty close games. And as Chris mentioned, that LC score, I was really surprised by how close that game was. They've been able to put up a little more offense than Atlantic has generated on the year, too. So I'm going to take the Blue Jays.
Okay, and that's three. And we had a chance to watch Perry last year. We did the game last year on the road, Atlantic at Perry, and I remember we came away pretty impressed with the Whiten kid. He was just a young sophomore at that time, and it was really, you know, one of his first few games to start. That was an early season game, as I recall, last year. So it was one of the early chances for him to start, and you can see a lot of things. He didn't throw the ball all that well at that particular time, but they didn't ask him to. They asked him to run the offense. It was almost like watching the old single wing. Snap it to me, and I'll figure out what I'm going to do with it, you know. It was kind of fun. He's not a bad athlete to watch, and now he's got a year under his belt. So I don't know. I'm not going to veer away from you guys right now. I just think Perry has been more competitive in some of the ball games that they've lost. I'm just going to echo what you guys said, and I'm going to go with the Blue Jays here in this one too. So that's what we have here this week. Eight games down, and we'll take a look and see how we do. We've got high school football coming up for you here in a little bit as Chris and I are in Oakland tonight, Riverside hosting Griswold, and we'll have that game for you coming up just shortly with the pregame and kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight. We hope you check it out here on the air. If you can't be there at AM 1220, FM 101.1, you can listen on your cell phones with the KJAN app, which is free, by the way. And you can also listen to it online at KJAN.com, or you can flip over to our TV page. We'll be streaming live video of the game, so you can watch that. Just like a TV broadcast, you can watch it online as well. We hope you join us one way or another here tonight. Guys, as always, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field, and that's Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.